Good afternoon. Some sunshine mixed with clouds today, allowing temperatures to climb through the 60s and in some cases up into the middle 70s by late afternoon, with a stationary front draped across western and central New York down through Pennsylvania and off the mid-Atlantic coast. We will see the opportunity for a few scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm developing during the course of the day. Otherwise, generally dry weather with a maritime southeasterly breeze. As we go into the night tonight, that front will ever so slowly slide to the north and east and into interior New York and New England, with a passing shower or thunderstorm possible again. Overnight tonight, otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy with lows near 60. With the front passing off to our north tomorrow, we will have a mix of sun and clouds and increased humidity, more of a southerly wind flow, allowing temperatures to push through the 70s and up toward the 80-degree mark. Exceptions will be central and eastern New England and closer to the coast, where readings will stay in the lower to mid-70s. With that front still close by, though, we run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in that increased humidity. On Friday, we'll begin to track a wave of low pressure in the lower Mississippi Valley through the Tennessee Valley to the north and into the region. While it will start out dry, clouds will increase and thicken, and there's a good chance of showers by the end of the day on Friday, perhaps even a steadier rain. Showers and thunderstorms will be most likely, some with heavy rain Friday evening and into the overnight hours as the wave of low pressure slowly moves through. High temperatures with the extensive clouds and eventual showers will be in the lower 70s. By Saturday, the front will be moving slowly through New England, still some leftover showers around in the morning, then partly sunny skies. Scattered showers possible again in the afternoon as highs reach into the upper 60s. A pool of cooler air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will then swing over the region beginning on Sunday and lasting into the beginning of next week. This will keep the chance for at least scattered showers in the forecast for those 3 days, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the middle to upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys into the central and upper Ohio Valley and lower Great Lakes. As low pressure begins to deepen over Mississippi and Tennessee, southerly low-level winds will increase across parts of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. This will help maintain a moist and unstable air mass across the region with dew points in the mid-60s, allowing for increased instability. Scattered thunderstorms will develop in this environment and are expected to track northeastward into parts of Indiana and Ohio and eventually western Pennsylvania. Enhanced vertical shear will be sufficient for a risk of supercell storms and possibly a few tornadoes in this corridor. Damaging winds and hail will also be possible in the stronger cells through the afternoon and into the evening. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at San Jose, California, to a low of 10 at Laramie, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with an isolated shower in the upper 60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low, 46. The record high, 93, set in 1900, and the record low, 30, in 1996. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m., sunset this evening 8:10 p.m., 14 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the 70s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight and lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy, a few scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight and lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with a passing shower or storm tonight and lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, more humidity, still the risk of a few showers or thunderstorms and highs right around 80. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous on Friday afternoon and into the evening, highs in the lower 70s. Leftover rain showers Saturday morning, then partly sunny Saturday afternoon with just an isolated shower possible, upper 60s. And still the risk of a few showers Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy skies and highs staying in the middle to upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.